Wheeler in the Morning, the podcast on 92 City FM. World Class Rock.
Morning.
Hi.
Morning.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good. For a Monday, I feel pretty good.
Yeah.
Might be the fact that it's like plus two. Is that?
Oh my God. You know what? It was funny. Like we were chatting earlier this week. It's like it was going to be 22 degrees over the weekend, and Lethbridge and Calgary got into the 20s as well over the weekend. We don't care. We're above zero, and that's all we care about.
Yeah.
It's nice.
This was bumming me out around Christmas. Now I'm like, giddy up. Let's do this. Let's have the rest of the winter like this.
No kidding. I don't. Well, wishful thinking, but no, highly doubt it. Mm. Highly doubt it. Hey, listen, we got a busy show for a Monday. A lot of things we got to tackle. We get passes to Jupiter Ascending. This is the new Mila Kunis movie, sci-fi, Channing Tatum. I'm on board with the trailer. I think it looks pretty cool.
Yeah, I'm. Well, I think Mila, I'm going to see a Mila movie. Doesn't really matter what, so... yeah, I'm in.
Yeah, so premiere passes for that coming up after 7 o'clock this morning. We'll also touch on a few things that happened over the weekend, including the All-Star Game, the Pro Bowl, and we'll talk about the McLean's Magazine. The interview with Nancy McDonald actually happened over the weekend.
Mm-hmm. This guy had a chance to interview her. What time are we going to run that?
8:20.
Don't miss that. 8:20. It's excellent.
8:20 this morning. That's coming up in a whole lot more. It's Wheeler in the Morning, Philly and Arena. We start now. City FM World Class Rock, 6:11 on a Monday. Wheeler in the Morning, Philly and Arena. Good morning.
It's going to get a little cooler this afternoon. Temperatures will fall to -5. We're at +2 right now.
Busy Monday morning. Passes to go see Jupiter Ascending.
Mm-hmm.
Hooters versus Philly. I was going to say Hooters versus a Philly girl.
No, Philly. I like that better.
Dress it up and drag. Philly versus a Hooters girl. We do that at 8:30.
Yeah.
Wheeler versus McLean's at 8:20.
Yes.
Bang. Yes. You got no chance to be tired this morning.
And just to fill everyone in, and we'll tell the 6 o'clock crowd, but Friday we were supposed to have Nancy on the show, and then she canceled, and then we had rescheduled, and she canceled that. And you can imagine how heated I was when somebody cancels not once, but twice. And then, so I did what anyone else does. You go to social networking.
When you're mad at someone, it doesn't matter if it's an ex-girlfriend, ex-boyfriend, family member, you go to social networking.
You post something.
Facebook
like
will
therapy.
Understand
and
me.
Call
out their integrity
Facebook
because
therapy.
That wins every time.
So ended up putting that up, and then she ended up calling me, and we had quite a, we'll call it a heated discussion on the phone on Friday, and got to the point where it's like, okay, Saturday we sat down at noon in the Osborne studio and had a very lengthy chat.
Good.
Her and I. And we will, if you want to go listen to it, it's at 92cityfm.ca. You can also link through it through social networking, but we're going to play about a 5-minute portion of it because it was about, ended up being about 15 minutes long.
Sure.
And if you wanted to hear the whole thing, go to the website. But yeah, we'll play about 5 minutes for you coming up at about 8:20. Rena was there shooting some video as well. And I needed a witness there just in case.
You got,
I ain't no dummy.
Listen, you've got a piece of makeup brush right under your eye there. Those, I run into the same problem.
Thanks for giving away my secrets, Phil. Thanks for giving away. It's actually an eyelash. It's a giant eyelash is what it is. Don't be fooled, everybody.
Zoom in on that.
We see that?
All right. 6:13. We'll take a quick break. What's trending is coming up in 5. Hang on.
And now.
What's trending?
All right. Listen, I hate it when this happens. Matter of fact, my wife and I were on our way home from an establishment downtown, and we said, Gabby, drive-thru. So you go to the drive-thru, and sometimes you need this. They're busy at certain parts of the day. Like, I'm a no onions guy, sans onion, on my burgers, right? So I hate it when you get home and it's like, ah, really? You had one job, and I've got onions.
That happens often.
Oh, exactly.
At every fast food chain.
They're
making burgers
it's like,
so fast.
Yeah.
Like, I always have to check my bag when you leave the drive-thru.
Oh, yeah.
Remember just to make sure.
Remember the commercial? Like, we double-check every bag. No, you don't. But anyways, this happened in New Hampshire. Burger King, they messed up big time.
Mm.
You know, onions is one thing. Get this. Instead of putting all the food in the bag, they ended up putting $2,631 of cash in this woman's bag. So she gets home. She's like, ooh, here we go. Burger King. Nope. $100 bills. All of them.
And
so,
she gave it back.
She gave it back. Yeah, here's her
quote. She was a godly woman, I read.
Matthew Jones says the couple briefly considered keeping the money, which they certainly could have used, but he says he and his wife are Jehovah's Witness and that Jehovah sees everything.
You know what? You idiots. How many chances?
Yeah, do you think Burger King cares about losing $2,000? That's
they
peanuts
just
to them.
Bought Tim Hortons for crying out loud. They got a little bit of scratch.
At this point, though, do you think like maybe it was somebody working the drive through who maybe had a drug deal coming through?
It sounds way too suspicious. Oh, oops, I put all the cash from my till in the bag by accident. This is bizarre.
I don't think a fast food restaurant would carry that kind of cash in the till. So I find it interesting. But anyways, they brought the money back, and to who, I don't know, but they ended up getting a few gift certificates. So good trade. Good trade.
Trending locally, all Jen Jones, Team Jennifer Jones does is win. Olympic women's curling champion Jennifer Jones will represent Manitoba next month's Canadian Women's Curling Championship.
Yes. Nice.
Yes.
She beat Carrie Einerson 5-2 in yesterday's final in Winkler. She's a four-time Canadian champ and won a world title in 08. She'll compete in her 11th national championship starting February 14th in Moose Jaw. We can't forget gold medalists.
Yeah.
The whole team. So we usually go to Jill Officer in these situations. Mm-hmm. It'd be nice to get the whole team. Down here.
Or just Caitlin.
Or just Caitlin.
Just
that's
Caitlin.
Always
just Caitlin would be fine, too.
Solid. The other girls' feelings might get hurt when you say that.
Are there other girls?
They're all attractive. I'm going to say that. They're all very attractive.
Awesome. They're all awesome. We would love to get all of them down, yes.
Remember on Friday when I was telling you about Miss Canada had that hockey-inspired costume for her national dress at the Miss Universe.
Everywhere. Yep.
Miss Universe competition? She lost. It was announced on the weekend who the winner was, and Miss Canada did not win, even though she had a cool dress. Miss Colombia won the title. Miss USA came in second, and Miss Ukraine came in third.
My question is, did she let anything in the five hole with that dress she had?
Don't ask me.
I'm curious.
We have a phone call here. Hey, what's trending in your world?
Hey, just some football news. Did you hear Josh Gordon got suspended for next?
Yes,
Josh Gordon. This is the Cleveland Brown who missed part of the season with some drug charges and now
constantly in trouble, and he got busted. Failed an alcohol test, right?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
That's too bad, because man, could he catch a ball.
He's good, but he is a train wreck off the field.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. All right, that's what's trending. It's 6:23. News, weather, sports is coming up next. You made any Super Bowl plans yet?
Yeah, Boston Pizza Keniston, baby.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
You guys have a working gig.
It's the Philly and Rena experience like you've never seen it before, man.
I forgot.
Yeah.
All right, well.
How about you? What about you, Wheels?
Well, you know, listen, had a long history of, throwing Super Bowl parties, and they started off rated R.
Yeah.
Then they went to PG-13.
And now it's bring your kids to Wheeler's house day?
Pretty much.
Yeah. gonna set up some kids' games. Oh, yeah. And,
absolutely. Sure.
What I like about you, though, is even when the kids come over, like, it's not like, oh, don't drink in front of the kids. Like, you'll have 11 beer while the kids are playing.
Absolutely.
You know? I mean, your wife takes care of the kids while you drink.
Listen, it's just the way I look at it. It's more little people to get me beer.
Yeah, sure. Yeah,
run and get Uncle Wheeler a beer.
Angus, be a good boy. Fetch your daddy.
He gets the day off because there's so many other kids around there. Yeah, yeah. He gets to sit and play with his puzzles and stuff. Have you thought about the Super Bowl as far as I know who you're cheering for, Phil, because I know you hate Seattle, but keep in mind, if Seattle wins, you also win $50 off me.
That's right. My policy is anyone but Seattle. I'm hoping for New England. I listening to Seattle talk, just the way they play, they win. To me, they win with a certain amount of disrespect for their opponent, no matter who it is.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're not gracious in defeat or in victory.
Right.
So, yeah. Give me New England. I don't care. I'll give you the $50. I've said to you before, I bet on Seattle because they're really good.
Yeah.
But as far as giving you $50, because we made a wager, Wheeler gets the rest of the NFL. I get Seattle to repeat.
How do you not take that bet, Rena? Oh, yeah. I take that bet every single time. He gets one team and I get the rest. I'll take the rest.
I'm one game. I'm four quarters from winning.
I'll take
betting
the field.
Philly's doing it wrong.
Now, what about you, Rena? I know you're not overly sportsy, but obviously you hosting a
Seattle. Is who I think is going to win.
Okay. Sorry, you think
Phil.
Or you want?
I want.
Against Tom Brady?
Yeah, I'm not a Brady fan.
No.
But you're a Giselle fan.
Not really.
Okay.
What about Gronkowski?
At all.
Do you like Gronkowski, that big mammoth tight end? The ladies seem to like him.
And he's for the Patriots?
Yeah.
No, I just like Seattle. I really liked the lime green and the blue they had.
Well,
and I don't know.
Speaking of lime green, Rin, I don't know if you caught any highlights of the NHL All-Star Game over the weekend at Sportsnet. But they had the roller hockey jerseys on. And I'll be honest with you, didn't look as bad on the ice as I thought.
Yeah, they were all
right. Didn't look horrible.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't look amazing, but didn't look bad.
The game is tough to watch for long periods of time. It's just, there's no checking. The guys are skating at half speed, just passing a fancy flip passes.
I'll be honest with you. I would, if I left that arena, I would sue them for the horn going off so much. I'd be like, I can't, I'm deaf in my ear.
They've got that cannon.
I can't hear.
They've got that cannon. They kept talking about how often that was.
Yeah.
You know,
But imagine getting those seats right below the cannon.
Hey, no, let's get the seats below the cannon. Those are my favorites, Dad. Yeah.
Well, yeah. Thankfully, Columbus doesn't normally score very much, so you're pretty good there. But when you get an All-Star game, probably one of the coolest things that I took from yesterday was Nick Kiprio, Sportsnet analyst, when asked, said he thinks, like, they were talking about who should win the MVP or who his MVP pick is at this point in the season. He said, Dustin Byfuglien. Hmm. Big Buff from the Winnipeg Jets. He said the guy has been a revelation.
There you go. You know, the way to Philly's heart is just, you know, pump up the tires of Winnipeg Jets.
Tell me something good about Dustin Byfuglien. I've never been a huge Nick Kiprios fan, but I am now. I love you, Kipper.
You know what? And what, we were chatting about this off the air, Arena, but the NHL All-Star game, it's kind of meh, meh, you know, for most fans. Like, it's fun if it's in your city and the whole, you know, All-Star weekend. That's and who wouldn't want that?
Well, if it was ever in Winnipeg, it'd be massive.
It'd be
We'd
huge.
All want to go.
It'd be like, we're all going. Because, I mean, to see it live is one thing, but, I mean, to sit there on TV, it's kind of meh, ho-hum, and they try to show you, everything's great here, it's awesome. And you're like, it's in Columbus, I don't care. But I really honestly think that the NHL, because it is a big moneymaker for the NHL, and they'll never get rid of it, but let's make it a game. Like, let's take whoever the top coaches in the Eastern Conference, whoever the top coaches in the Western Conference, as far as points go, and then they have to draft a team. Like they pick from start to finish. Like, maybe you can vote on the who's going to be on the first line as far as the top players. But I think you should actually have to, and one guy from each team has to be represented. But you have to put together a team that you plan on winning that game, whatever it takes, because you will represent your conference same way as baseball does, and you get home ice advantage in the Stanley Cup Finals.
I don't see them ever doing that. Too many guys would. I like it, but too many guys would. There'd be because guys don't want to go there and have contact and injuries and going.
You know what?
Forward.
Treat it like any other game. That's part of the.
I know.
And not only that, but here's the thing. It counts towards your stats. If you get three goals in the game, that counts. You get one extra game to get stats.
Baseball can get away with that because there's no contact. So the guys don't mind doing it.
Unless you're Pete Rose. Right.
But you know what? Even if they don't do that, you know, have it where home ice advantage is on the line, at least do it where it's Eastern Conference versus West or the World versus North America. Because Team Taves versus Team Foligno does nothing for me.
And it doesn't scream, this will be a historic game.
That's right.
It's just...
They're making it even more cheeseball, even less intense, if that's possible. So, it's like I told you before the show. I said it's like softcore porn to me. You know, any kind of sport like hockey or football without contact, there's no point.
Well,
why am I watching this?
And don't even get me started on the Pro Bowl. That was yesterday, Rena. And there's a sport that is based solely on contact.
Okay, I will not get you started on that.
Don't get me.
Nope.
Okay.
You were going to go there, weren't you, Rena?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
She's already got her sponsor sheet in her hand. We might as well do this.
City traffic. 92 City FM, world-class rock. 7:04 Monday morning. My name's Dave Wheeler, Phil Aubrey, Rena Jay in attendance. It's Wheeler in the morning. Philly and Rena, good morning.
Temperatures falling to -5 this afternoon. We're at +2 this morning.
8:15 this morning. Make sure you're by your radio. Wheeler takes on McLean's magazine. Nancy McDonald specifically?
Mm-hmm. Yes, so who was the author of the story in McLean's magazine, which pegged Winnipeg as the most racist city in all of Canada. And honestly, I had a bit of an issue with that.
They had a go, and it was good. It's very good, entertaining.
I would say it's important. It's important to listen to if you're a Winnipegger.
No, because you gave
it's
her a chance.
It's interesting and mildly awkward.
Yep.
Because you put her on the spot, and there's a little, I was filming it, and I was a little uncomfortable in there a few times where she was defensive.
And, she should, right? It's her article.
Well, but I don't want it to sound like you put her on the spot like you're a bully. I mean, like, she wrote these things,
when you
write things like that, then you have to be accountable for those things. And I just wanted to make sure that she was accountable for them. So.
No, it was, it's interesting.
All right. I wanted to mention, Jupiter Ascending, this new movie with Mila Kunis and Channing Tatum, the sci-fi film. It's getting a lot of buzz. We've got premiere passes. We got the premiere for it. Stay tuned. We're going to be giving those away inside a half an hour here. But Friday night, my wife and I went out for a birthday. Rishi Chander, you know, from the Jets.
Oh, Rishi, yeah.
He's kind of the guy that controls all, if you've ever been to a Jets game, like a lot of the promo staff, he's the one that's like, you go to this section, you go here. And he's kind of organizing all
Great
that.
Great guy.
Yeah. Really good guy. So he celebrated a birthday on Friday, and my wife and I jumped in a cab and headed down to the Pint on Gary Street. I don't know if you've been here yet. Is the public house, the Pint public house?
I have not.
This is a great spot. If you've ever, Rena, you're familiar with Hudson's in Edmonton?
Yeah, of course.
That's the kind of vibe I get. Like, really kind of rustic and just kind of, I mean, a little bit of, you know, dirt under the fingernails type of place. Yeah. And like a place where everyone knows.
Sorry?
Right on Gary Street. Actually, okay, right across from Fame, one of your favorite bars. just one, this, you know, just to kind of, you know, kitty corner for
it. It's kind of a good
just south of St. Mary's.
Good
but my buddy's tricked me, I swear. I thought.
But I wanted to mention this because, listen, I'm past my party days. I don't go to nightclubs anymore, and when I do, it's usually with my wife. And it's not that it's a nightclub; it's a pub. And
you've moved from nightclubs to pubs where you
right,
live,
you know,
now.
Kind of a lounge. Yeah. It's kind of a lounge. You know, something where you can go and still talk and kind of mingle and that kind of stuff.
Is there dancing?
I think at a certain point in the night, they kind of make a section in an area for dancing. But one thing that blew me away was we stood in line, and you hand the guy your ID, and here you go, and all of a sudden, just like, you know, like they've had for years, they slide it into a little machine.
Yeah, but comes up on the screen.
But this one was brand new, Phil. Okay. Because, you know, he puts it in, and then all of a sudden you look over, and it goes, and it snaps a picture of your face, and then it matches it to your ID. Then all of a sudden, any prior convictions, any problems with this bar before, any, you know, outstanding traffic tickets, sexual orientation,
wow.
How many pets do you have? Your entire profile comes up.
I think that's... There's not that much information that will show up.
There, 780 city.
A bar is not allowed to legally have that much information on you. Just
780 city. CITI 2484. Back me up on this. Anyone that's seen this technology, it's a little scary.
I was going to call it out that it's too much. My initial response, like that. That's too much. They shouldn't be allowed
Someone
to do that.
Someone can fight that, saying that might be your...
But all the violence in bars that's happened over the
last... Right, so I mean, honestly, after I got in the bar, I kind of thought, well, at least I know no a-holes are getting
that's
in.
That's right.
You know what I mean? I kind of thought about it that way a little bit. Hi, City. Oh, what, hang on one second. Are you there? Hello, can you hear us?
Nope.
Move on to the next call.
Yeah.
780 City CITI 2484. Yeah, looking for this technology. I had never seen it before. Like, I've seen the ones where they put your ID in and they kind of like...
I've seen the projection screen ones that go up and they look at you and they make sure it matches, but I've never seen one where it lists any, you know, anything on your...
Prior convictions?
Yeah, like, I feel like that's personal information that a bar just can't... shouldn't have.
But at the same time, if you're an establishment and you have, you know, you can allow or deny a certain personnel of people...
to an extent.
Can't you? I think you can. I don't know. Is this a...
It seems like an invasion of privacy, although I have no problems with it.
And then someone could go, you can't look at that, and, you know, maybe there was one incident a long time ago, and I'm like, you can't not let me in this bar because of that. Like,
well,
try and fight that.
It would be one thing if it was just like on an iPad and only the bouncer could see it, but the fact that it's right on the wall and everybody that's standing in line or in the guy in that area can look and go, oh, look.
Yeah, that's too much. You're right. If the bar wants that information, that's one thing, but I don't think everybody in there should have that.
Well, then the other thing, too, I want to know, does that thing get, you know, does that get registered? Do you keep all those files? Mm-hmm. Does that stay in your system? So you know I was there from this time to this time?
It's
little Big Brother-ish. Hi, City.
Hi.
Yeah.
I got a comment on that.
Mm-hmm.
I had a relative that was shot and killed 11 years ago.
In a nightclub, I'm guessing?
Pardon me?
In a nightclub?
Yes.
Okay.
And if they had maybe that technology beforehand, they wouldn't have let the murderer in the bar.
See, and that's kind of the trade-off, right?
Yeah.
That's
Thank you for your call.
As much as you're, you know, kind of saying I'm giving up my personal information, at least you know that it's...
Yeah.
You're maybe safe when you get to that establishment.
Times have changed. You talk about when I was 16, 17, all I needed was my brother's ID.
Yeah.
And as long as, you know, there's no picture on there, as long as I could sign his name.
Stick-on mustache.
I was in. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Anyways, I think it's up for, it could be a really good debate down the road one of these days as far as, you know, should establishments, because, I mean, if it starts there, I mean, it could steamroll into all establishments, not just, you know, for adult places.
Right. You're not coming into Walmart, buddy. Sorry.
Exactly. Yeah. So interesting. Anyway, 7:10, we'll take a quick break. Jupiter Ascending, this new movie with Mila Kunis. We got premiere passes. Those are coming up in a bit. Hang on. Maybe early next week, not sure, but Darcy Oak from Britain's Got Talent fame is going to be right here on this program.
We've been kind of trying to get him on the show for a while, so that would be good.
Yeah, no, touch base with him over the weekend, and definitely going to come down for a visit. So just haven't nailed down times yet, but it will happen sometime.
Is he going to bring magic with him?
I think magic follows him around, Rena. I think wherever he goes, it's magic. It's Darcy
Oak. He brings all of his birds.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, he does it.
The bird trick.
No, listen, I deal with the bird at home. I don't want to deal with the work, too.
And a dog and cats.
And a dog and cats.
Mother-in-laws.
The busy household at the Wheeler residence. So I found out, actually, that he was in town via Snapchat.
Mm-hmm.
We were talking about the social networking thing
Another
recently.
One of those things I don't understand.
What? How
Snapchat.
Do you think I like the reason. Now, I'm going to defend Snapchat for a second here, Rena. Because, number one, I found out that Darcy Oak was in town because somebody was like, hey, Snapchat, blah, 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 Darcy Oak's here. I also found out Charlie Roberts was in town over the weekend. Not sure why.
Isn't he working here now?
Is he really? I didn't know that.
I thought Someone will help me with that. I thought Charlie was living here again and working somewhere.
Because he's a Sacramento guy. I know he went back there after he retired from the Bombers. But, I don't know. I found out through Snapchat that he was in town this weekend. Or at least or in town, period.
Right. Okay.
For whatever reason.
So you're putting Snapchat to good use.
Nope. But also keep in mind, that it's really cool. Like, even, like, you pick the people you follow, right, mm-hmm. as far as, you know, through your address book and that kind of stuff. But sometimes it'll say, hey, here's an event that's going on live. Like, for instance, Red Bull.
Yeah.
The Red Bull Crashed Ice. It says, hey, if you want to check out Red Bull Crashed Ice, Snapchat will take, like, you know, 5 minutes of all the best snaps that people have been taking. And you get a point of view that you wouldn't normally see if you were watching it on TV.
This sounds great, Wheels. I'm not saying it's not cool, but I honestly, between that, Twitter, and Facebook, I already have my face buried in my phone too much to where I got my kids hanging off my elbow or my arms going, hey, oh, Daddy, okay, I'll put the phone down for a while. Mm-hmm. If I start, that's what I'm worried about. You know, I jump onto just Snapchat.
Just one more thing to kind of...
Pinterest, my face will constantly be in my phone.
But the X Games, too, I was able to watch. Like, it's like watching a little highlight package.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And the thing I like about it, too, is like you're sitting there...
Oh, more highlights.
At breakfast,
great.
And you're hanging, you've got your thumb on the screen, and all of a sudden, it's like, oh, you know, something else is going on. You let it go, and it stops. Like, it just, the video stops, and then once you pick it back up and put your thumb back on it, it starts up again exactly from where you left off. Like, it's just, I don't know,
But that's the same thing as hitting play and pause.
No,
like on
no,
a YouTube
it's
video.
So much simpler, though.
You can pause it and then pick it up and go right from where you left off.
No, but to the point of Phil talking about, oh, I've already got my kids and everything, it's a matter of doing this. Oh, down.
Yeah.
And then pick it back up and put your thumb back on, and you're good to go again.
It sounds like one more thing to do while you're taking a dump, which I have no problem with.
There you go.
You know, like...
You can do it while you're using the facilities,
right,
if you like.
Typically, it's, you know, right. Once you're done updating on Twitter, I can go to
Snapchat.
That's
a good visual. I feel like tweeting while dumping.
Everybody uses their phone while using the bathroom.
By the way, I would
you
like...
You do it, right, Rena?
Of course.
Right, there you go.
Ish. By the way, I would like to point out that the X Games over the weekend,
yep.
I remember a time when I was a kid and they said, a backflip on a motorcycle will never happen. The Evel Knievel days,
yeah.
Just jumping over cars is incredible. They're doing backflips on snowmobiles, on snow machines.
Crazy.
It's crazy, Rena. Yeah. It's insane.
I've seen it. That's crazy.
7:21. We'll take a quick break. News, weather, sports is coming up next. Hang on. City
traffic. I love when it's clear that Rena's checked out of talking to you. Rena.
What? Sorry, looking at
the traffic. She's ready to go home. Like, listen, I host Super Bowl gigs at Boston Pizzas of the World. They don't need to listen to this
By
guy.
The way, Keniston.
Snapchat is so beyond
on
me.
On Sunday, Keniston, Boston Pizza, Rena and I will be there hosting.
I got my ear to the grindstone, Rena. I'm keeping up with the kids. The kids are all on the Snapchat.
Yeah,
you do that. Traffic is for Western Marble and Tile. See the difference? Dedication to detail makes it Winnipeg's family-owned marble, granite, and quartz countertop experts. Open till 8 Thursdays. Visit WMGT.ca. We have a stall northbound Route 90 at Ness in the left-hand turn lane. And just some really slippery conditions around the perimeter of the highways this morning around Centerport. Any other traffic tips, you can let us know at 780 City or Star 92 on your Rogers mobile phone.
Just got confirmation here, Phil. Looks like Blink, old Charlie Robertson. We'll send them a shout out since this guy got us on Twitter. But apparently he's working at Not Auto Corp.
My sources were right. He lives here now and he works at Not Auto Corp.
There you go. Good morning, Charlie Roberts.
Yeah.
Good morning, Charlie Roberts. Winnipeg Blue Bomber. Former Winnipeg Blue Bomber.
Great.
Absolutely. Yeah. 7:22 now. Good morning. 92 City FM, world-class rock. I'm looking forward to my son, Angus. He's 3 and a half now. I'm looking forward to him being old enough that I can show him a card trick, and he's just going to be blown away. I can't wait. I don't have very many card tricks, just one or two, but just enough to impress him.
Hopefully he's more blown away than the ladies used to be in the clubs.
Are you kidding me, man?
Around,
are you kidding
throwing
me?
Throwing down
if you
card
claim
tricks.
That magic got your tail, no one's going to believe
Hang on.
You.
Listen,
sorry.
Don't let the Big Bang Theory fool you, okay? Don't let the Big Bang Theory fool you. Women love magic, and they love card tricks, especially after a few drinks at the bar. There's no denying that. 7:33, it's Wheeler in the morning. Philly and Rena, good morning.
Temperature's falling to minus 5 this afternoon. We're at plus 2 right now.
The Scoop, all your entertainment news with Rena J. Coming up in 10 minutes, and then we've got the Bone Phone, all your phone calls from the weekend at 8:05.
All right, so we also want to hook, just after the Bone Phone, we are going to air that interview with Nancy McDonald, who is the writer of this McLean's Magazine article. That was a very damning piece on the city of Winnipeg. And I'd also like to mention that Tom Broadbeck over at the Winnipeg Sun has wrote a very, very nice parallel piece. Mm-hmm. And actually, he and I have been sending some messages back and forth this morning. And I said, excellent piece regarding McLean's. Glad to know there's a few of us willing to stick up for Winnipeg. Cheers. And he wrote back saying, thanks, Dave. I just listened to your interview with Nancy. And all I can say is bravo. That interview is one great piece of journalism.
And then he got back, you're awesome. And Wheeler replied, no, Tom, you're awesome. And then he got back, no, man, you're the best.
And now we're going to go for lunch and pay for each other's dinner.
Yeah. So, and chest bump and do karate in the garage.
Boom. Just became best friends just like that. Okay, so Jupiter Ascending. This is Mila Kunis and Channing Tatum, a new sci-fi film. I don't know anything. I don't even know if it's a book. I don't know if it's a comic. I just know that it's got Mila Kunis, and it looks really, really sweet.
Mila, she looks sweet. The movie actually looks good, too.
It doesn't look half bad. And I've heard a lot of people say it's a combination of Star Wars and a bunch of different movies, sci-fi movies, all kind of jammed together. I don't know if I'm sold on, you know, the storyline yet, but it looks really cool, so I'm willing to give it a shot.
Sure. And well, you go see pretty much every movie that gets released.
Well, not anymore, not since I've had kids, but I'm working on it.
You still get out to a lot of movies.
I still see the odd one here and there. 780 City, CITI 2484 is the number to call. Rita's got a trivia question. Yeah. Philly and I are available for lifelines if you would like to use us for a little bit of help. Go ahead, Rita.
60% of men don't know this about their wife.
Their name.
No.
Middle name.
780 City, 780-2484. Go ahead with your guess.
Hi, I'm watching you guys on TV, so I didn't hear the question.
Oh,
okay, go ahead, Rena.
60% of men don't know this about their wife.
60% of men don't know this about their wife.
You can use a lifeline if you're stuck.
Who their best friend is.
Who their best friend is.
No.
Good guess.
But a very good guess.
Looks like Rena thinks that's close. Hello.
No.
Hello.
Good guess.
Yeah, I'm going to go with their birthday.
No.
Ooh,
60%. Man, that's a husband fail if you don't know.
I know what month it's in. I think that's pretty good. Considering there's 12 of them right now. I don't know if you knew that or not.
Hi.
Hello.
Yeah, go ahead with your guess, man.
So I haven't got the answer yet.
No, not the right one, no.
And that's why we answered your phone call. Now go ahead.
Who their best friend's kids are.
Who their best friend's kids are.
No. Oh, no.
Great guess.
He just kept going. Hello.
Favorite color.
Nope.
Damn it.
I don't know that. Hi.
Making off a other person's wife.
No.
Not the right answer.
Same, hello.
Same guess.
For Jupiter Ascending premier passes. Go ahead.
Blood type.
No, not their blood type. I don't even know my own blood type.
Do you really?
You don't know.
No.
Mine's B positive.
Hi, City.
Good.
Hey, just in case I'm bleeding out, Rena, and I can't speak,
so
you now know that my blood type
is
B positive, all right? Okay.
60% of men don't know this about their wife. What is it?
Is it their dress size?
Close.
Oh, that was good. My guess.
Very good guess.
Because I have no idea what size my
wife
is.
Right direction now.
Do you know what size your wife is for a dress size?
God, no.
Neither do I.
Hi.
Shoe size?
That is correct.
Yes!
Very good.
Yeah. Another tough one.
60% of men don't know what size their wife.
60 pairs in the closet.
That's about all I know. How many pairs of shoes does my wife have? Too many. That's what I know.
And action. The Scoop with Rena J. Brought to you by Enns Brothers. Trade in and trade up. That's right. They accept trades. Straight up and on consignment. Details at EnnsBrothers.com. The fun starts here.
So, weekend box office results. Bradley Cooper's Navy SEAL drama, American Sniper, stays number one for the second straight weekend, bringing in more than $64 million this weekend.
That gets it over 150, 154?
It's $200 million.
Oh, God.
Jennifer Lopez's thriller, The Boy Next Door, surprisingly came in second, but making only $15 million. Paddington came in third, and then Johnny
Paddington
Depp's
looks good.
Johnny Depp's new movie was a total dud.
Are we getting soft, Phil? Are we getting soft?
No, it's got, like, in the trailer, it looked pretty funny as far as a teddy bear movie.
Johnny Depp's new movie, total dud, placed ninth at the box office, barely cracking the $4 million mark.
How did that animated magic George Lucas one do?
Oh, I'm not sure.
Let me check. While you're talking, I'm going to check.
No, I just an animated George Lucas one.
George Lucas had
nobody
a cup of coffee
went to see it
over the weekend. How did that go?
Strange Magic came in, only made 5.5. Ooh, yikes.
Yeah. Well, it still made more than Johnny Depp's money.
Yeah, that's a good point.
The Screen Actors Guild Awards were over the weekend.
Yep.
And Birdman got two big wins, I should say, over the weekend. They got the Best Ensemble Prize at the SAG Awards and then top honors at the Producer Guild Awards that was also this weekend. Other Oscar favorites, Julianne Moore and Patricia Arquette, they all won SAG Awards last night on the TV side. Orange is the New Black won the Comedy Award.
Okay.
And Downton Abbey won for TV drama. The best TV actress went to, I hope I say this right, Uzo Aduba. She's the chick who plays Crazy Eyes on Orange is the New Black.
That's right. I thought
she won the best
name.
Actress award.
She's unbelievable,
by the way. She's unreal.
If no one's seen Orange is the New Black, she looks,
it's just
watch
weird to see her in regular clothes. Because she plays a total crazy person, right?
Oh, yeah.
She just seeing her all regular and speak normal, it's just weird to hear Crazy Eyes talk.
Not to put you on the spot, but what won best drama for TV?
Downton Abbey.
And what, I'm assuming you don't have there what it was up against?
Oh, no, I'm not sure. Okay. I just kind of like point formed everything.
It's got to be one of my shows. Don't they know that? Game of Thrones should win every time.
Warner Brothers announced they're turning The Jetsons into an animated movie.
I can see that. I can't believe it took this long.
Well, there were some rumors a while ago they were going to do a live-action version that involves Kanye West.
Oh.
There was a studio trying to do it. It kind of flopped and didn't go through or whatever
happened. Is he going to play Rosie?
The robot? I have no idea. Matt Lieberman is going to write the script. He did the Scooby-Doo movies.
Okay.
So he's going to be doing that. So I'm not sure when that'll be coming out, but still, looking
forward
to that.
I love the Jetsons.
I love them, too.
It was basically just...
There was an old Jetsons movie, like a long time ago, about the Sprocket Factory.
Really?
I remember that with like these little Martians destroying the Sprockets.
Well, let's be honest. Hanna-Barbera, the creators, it was basically just the Flintstones in space.
Yeah.
It's really what it was.
And their view of the future. I love their view of the future.
Sure.
It's never come to fruition.
His boy, Elroy.
Yeah.
No, fantastic show. I used to watch that all the time, right? Yeah. You race home after school
to watch
Jetsons.
Sure.
And finally, Courtney Love. Seen her daughter Frances Bean Cobain for the first time in 5 years on the weekend.
Whoa.
Love and Bean hugged it out on Saturday at the Sundance premiere of Kurt Cobain Montage of Heck, the one that Frances Bean was helping with the production and stuff about her dad. Courtney lost legal control over Frances Bean when she was 17 years old in 2009. In 2012, she accused ex-Nirvana drummer Dave Grohl of hitting on Frances Bean or sexually harassing her, and then she went on Twitter and blasted her mom and said she's never speaking to her again because those rumors weren't true because her and Dave Grohl are close.
Mm-hmm.
And she never spoke to her mom again until the weekend.
Give it to Frances Bean because that is such
a
horrible thing to accuse somebody of.
Sure.
Accusing Dave Grohl of that. And good on Frances Bean to have the backbone to say, that's wrong. You don't accuse somebody of that, Mom. I'm not coming near you anymore.
I feel like Grohl was kind of probably like her replacement dad in a way, like really helped her get through it.
Yeah,
not really replacement, but really helped like a father figure for her.
Sure.
And then her mom went and did this.
And look at it this way. And you know what? This way, especially after the whole rock and roll fame, I mean, you guys know I'll fight for Dave Grohl till, you know, the end of my days.
Yeah.
But look at it this way. As far as Frances Bean, if she really wanted to know about her dad, go to his best friend.
Yeah,
and I think that
sure.
was Dave Grohl, who knew him since they were like teenagers, right? So why wouldn't you go to that source? Yeah, shame on Courtney.
It's just kind of sad to see her be the bigger person than her mom. She's only 22 years old.
It's not hard to be bigger than Courtney Love.
Exactly. She's got a lot of Kurt in her from the sounds of it.
That's the scoop.
All right.
Now, the Bone Phone. Brought to you by Advance Electronics.
With not a cent to pay for 1 year OAC. No interest, no admin fees, no prepaid taxes. During the Advance January Warehouse Clearance Sale. On now.
780 Bone, 780-2663. Crosswalks can be a bit confusing for drivers. Who are, you know, busy driving. This woman has a beef.
Hi, I got a bone to pick. There is a crosswalk at Westminster and Langside, and there's been numerous times that I have been standing there, and people look at me like I'm stupid, and I'm just waiting to cross the street, and people are driving by like,
Yeah, see, the ones that don't flash... Are because there's no lights telling you that it's a crosswalk and they're all over the place and they're easy to miss. I think as a pedestrian you got to wait till everybody stops before
plus in the winter, like sometimes if you see someone there, you're like, are they waiting for the bus or are they gonna cross? And like you step out, it's hard to stop sometimes when it's really icy. And
I drive up Main Street every day on my way to and from work, so my head's always on a swivel.
Yeah,
I mean you got a lot of zombies that are you don't really know where they're walking. So I don't know. I just. Yeah, especially, it depends on where you're driving. If you're in an unfamiliar part of town, I can see it. But if you're driving in your hood, you're doing your normal trek, you know where those crosswalks are. I mean, you should know where they are.
I still remember when I almost got into a fight with a grade 8 kid by a junior high school who walked right out in front of me, jaywalked. And I'm like, hey, kid. And he started lipping me off.
Yeah.
Like, Philly took him to town.
They were like, yeah, whatever, old man, beat it.
And Philly said, can you speak up? I can't hear you.
Ignore my baby on board sign on my truck, all right? I'm actually hard as F. Okay, a driving tip, but a driving tip done very funny here.
You know, a turn signal when you're at a four-way stop is a great indicator to tell other people your intentions of turning. Thanks, genius.
Okay, this, I think, I understand what this next woman's saying in light of some of the racism allegations leveled against Winnipeg. Mm-hmm. She's jumped on the whole Saskatchewan thing, and just hear her out, okay, and then see what you think.
Disagree with most of Wheeler's opinions, but love the way he presents them. But recently, I've been hearing, you know, over the years, there's been lots of talk about the way, how much you hate Saskatchewan and their hicks and hillbillies and inbred. And with all the racism stuff lately, it just makes me think that maybe you should maybe not so much talk about other provinces. We all are Canadians. Canada wouldn't be Canada without a diverse population.
Yeah, I mean, I see what she's saying. Can't we all just get along? But, I mean, the Saskatchewan thing, that's a sports rivalry. We're just having fun with
them. Listen, some of my very good friends live in Saskatchewan. Yeah. Okay? They live there, and I visit them on a regular basis. So, as far as, you know, like the whole I don't like Saskatchewan thing,
it's easy because to make fun of,
right,
too.
Right, it's our neighbors.
They do it to themselves.
Listen, if I was overseas, and I bumped into somebody, and I'm like, hey, man, where are you from? They're like, Saskatchewan. They're like, neighbor, what's up, man? Let's go for a beer.
It's a football thing, and it's just like, it's no different than Boston, you know, New York, or Toronto,
it's
Montreal.
Called a rivalry, not a hatred. It's a rivalry. And of course you pick on the little idiosyncratic routines that they have in the province, the same way they do to us.
Sure. Now,
and it's friendly. We're not going to war.
Mm-hmm. This woman says, hey, I've been on, because Dustin Byfuglien has suddenly become the second most popular man in Winnipeg next to Paul Maurice. And this woman says, hey, I was always a Buff believer.
I just want to say, I have been a Dustin Byfuglien fan from the beginning. I've worn his jersey from the beginning, and I've always been a fan of his. Well, to all these people who used to diss Dustin Byfuglien and say derogatory things and think he should be booted off the team, but now you're jumping on the Byfuglien bandwagon and cheering him on because he's doing so great, you people piss me off.
Well, no, you see, okay, so good for you for cheering for somebody when they weren't very good.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie to you, when somebody's not very good,
you don't cheer for them.
Well, it's not like I'm going to be like, wow, look how bad they are. Yeah, I'm going to buy their jersey. But when they're playing good, I'm going to be like, yeah.
I'm going to defer to Ken Hitchcock here, one of the great coaches in the game today, who back when he was coaching in Columbus said, you know what this team needs? And Columbus was struggling. They need to play to market. And Winnipeg, I don't believe, was back yet, the Jets. But they need to play to market where the fans hold the players accountable. So it's like a country club here in Columbus because nobody really cares that much. Mm-hmm. So you go to Montreal, Toronto, Vancouver, and the players are held accountable, much like Byfuglien used to be when he was lazy, much like Evander Kane. And now that he's playing, he's finally living up to potential and playing consistently. Sure, but we're going to hold them accountable when they're not playing well. That's what makes Winnipeg such a passionate hockey market.
You betcha.
Okay, let's wrap up with this. Somebody with a request for you, Rena.
Me?
Okay,
not so much something for the bone, something for Rena. Rena, now that you're a famous TV star, you should be looking up at a teleprompter so the world can see your beautiful eyes.
Oh.
Just a suggestion. I'm sure your boss would agree.
Well, what about Wheeler and I? Maybe we should look into the camera more often. We have
but
nice eyes.
Don't you guys
eyes.
Staring deeply into my eyes?
Where's our teleprompter?
Right.
No, pass.
Good thinking, Rena. Yeah.
Drink it up.
I like doing it the way that we always do.
Wheeler and Philly every morning.
That's right.
Look at us.
All right, coming up here in 10 minutes, Nancy McDonald, the writer of the McLean's article, with a very damning report on our city. And I had a chance to sit down with her on Saturday and speak, and we'll air that coming up for you in 10 minutes. Stay tuned.
Got a bone to pick.
Of course, this spring you'll hear our cover song of that called Potholes One.
Yes, yeah, good song.
As in the Potholes One after Black Hole Sun. 818, it's Wheeler in the Morning, Philly and Raina, 92 City FM. We are World Class Rock. Good morning.
Temperature dropping to -5 this afternoon. We're at +2 this morning.
I don't know if we even have to wait till spring, thanks to this ridiculously warm winter that we're having.
No kidding.
There's potholes all over the place already.
Yeah,
it's crazy.
That's an excellent point. Okay, so if you want to hear this entire interview, go to 92cityfm.ca. It's about 14 minutes long, obviously too long to air the entire thing here, but this is about 5 minutes, and Rena was there Saturday when Nancy McDonald, the Winnipegger, sat down, her and I sat down and talked about her article that she wrote in McLean's magazine, which I thought was a really damning article for Winnipeg. And I wasn't really overly impressed.
It's more shocking to find out that she was a Winnipegger.
Yeah, born and raised
in
Winnipeg.
She'd been gone like 10 years from the city.
U of M grad, and then decided to move to Vancouver about 10 years ago, and then came back and wrote this piece on Winnipeg. And if you haven't read the article, it's available online at mcleans.ca, and you can pick it up on newsstands. So this is just about a five-minute piece inside the interview, but I implore you to go to 92cityfm.ca and listen to the whole thing start to finish.
Mm-hmm.
And share it, because I think it's really important for all Winnipeggers. I mean, after that article, a lot of Winnipeggers are like, I mean, as far as on the national scale, it's like, oh, man, and why would someone say that about
us? I want to make sure that we point out that nobody in this room, I say, I don't want to speak for you guys, but is of the impression that there aren't some issues that need to be talked about within this province as far as Aboriginals and Caucasians and you
race
know,
relations in general,
socioeconomic status of some Aboriginal people. I mean, absolutely. But I mean, it was the whole labeling it as the most racist city in Canada. That really bothered all of us. Mm-hmm.
So this is our conversation from Saturday. And again, the entire interview is available at 92cityfm.ca. And or you can go to our Facebook page or Twitter, and everything's up there. But this is about 5 minutes of Nancy McDonald and I from McLean's Magazine.
The most multicultural city in all of Canada.
Again, I don't think that's stressed enough in the article, talking about how good other races are doing in this city. You know, they come here and they thrive. To me, that's not racist. That a racist city wouldn't allow that to happen. Would you agree?
I think, the article was a response to a number of horrific events that happened this fall. And, we haven't talked about the election campaign. Robert Falcon Ouellette, one of the mayoral contenders, faced a huge amount of racism, he tells us, on the campaign trail.
And finished third.
Yeah, I mean, he...
And then a Métis mayor was elected. A Métis mayor was elected, which is... Would you consider that racist? Would a racist city elect a Métis mayor and have an Aboriginal guy come in third? Would a racist city do that?
I was talking about... racist incidents came to the fore during that campaign, and I think it's amazing that Brian Bowman is mayor. I think he's done a phenomenal job handling this issue, and I think the real progress is possible under him. And I think Robert Falcon Ouellette came out of nowhere. I mean, he was an academic prior to this. He's made a name for himself. He's going to run nationally,
How is that a bad incident? I mean, like, to
as
me,
I mentioned in the article, it's about how things are changing in Winnipeg, and I think that these are all signs of the positive change that we're starting to see in Winnipeg. Indigenous activists will tell you they felt that for the first time that the wider city was coming together. Thousands of Winnipeggers showed up to a vigil held shortly after Tina's murder, and these were people from all walks of life.
That doesn't sound like a very racist thing. I mean, for that many people to get together and do something like that, that sounds like a very amazing thing we don't see anywhere else in the country.
And so from that horror story, we're starting to see a bunch of a real positive change. And so since then, people in the Indigenous community will tell you they're starting to feel differently about things. They're starting to feel like people care about these issues. And at the end of the article, I talk about a ton of the positive change that's happening in the North End. These are all things that I point to in the end. I mean,
So overall, you would say that this is a positive, this sheds a really nice light on Winnipeg, this article, in your opinion.
I'm not trying to say that.
No, I'm asking.
I wasn't trying to say that. I'm saying it's a story about racism and how change is happening and how change is possible and how we're starting to see different things come out of Winnipeg.
So in your opinion, is Winnipeg Canada's most racist city?
That's not what the headline says.
Welcome to Winnipeg, where Canada's racism problem is at its worst. So is that an accurate statement? Because, you just talked about all the positive things and all the great things and all the, progress that Aboriginals are making and how good things are here. And so with that title, Welcome to Winnipeg, where Canada's racism problem is at its worst. Do you agree with that statement?
You know, when I met the mayor yesterday, he challenged me to come back in a year, and we will. And he wants to show me how much has changed, or how much will have changed. And we're going to take him up on that.
So I'll ask again. Welcome to Winnipeg, where Canada's racism problem is at its worst. Do you agree with that statement?
Yes.
You do agree with that statement. So out of all the positive things and all the success stories that we just talked about, you're saying that's bad. This is the worst. This is the core of the worst out of the rest of the country, out of the entire country. All these positive things you just mentioned, and were the worst.
And I think then we've got to go back to the start of the story and talk about the awful things that have been happening to Indigenous people.
By other Indigenous people, which is not racist. Because, mm-hmm. I mean, when you say it's racist, that would be one race doing something to another race, where in this situation, it's the same race. And I'm not saying it's inclusive to that race. I'm not saying it's their problem. It's a national problem. Mm-hmm. So what it really comes down to for me is I just feel it's irresponsible journalism to paint a city in a light like this and then say, oh, no, it's all positive. Like, what we're doing here is positive. Because, I mean, if I'm an outsider reading this, then I would think that Winnipeg is just a cesspool of hate and destruction, because, you know, you don't point out that Rinelle Harper was saved by two white people. You didn't point out that she was attacked by Aboriginals. You didn't point out the fact that Tina Fontaine, we don't know who murdered her. But you lead people to believe that this is happening between different races in the city. And I think that's really irresponsible. I mean, you lived here, and then you left for 10 years. And then you came back and wrote this story.
Yeah, no, like I said, I mean, I've been here 3 times in the last 6 weeks. I'm back all the time. My family is here. My closest friends are here. I love the city, and I am a constant presence here.
I'll be honest with you, someone that loves this city doesn't write "Welcome to Winnipeg, where Canada's racism problem is at its worst." Someone that loves this city goes to bat for the city. It doesn't paint it in a horrible light.
I love this city, and I desperately want to see things change in the neighborhoods we were talking about earlier today.
So again, thank you to Nancy McDonald for sitting down and, you know, at least answering the bell for the words that she wrote. The entire interview, again, is up online at 92cityfm.ca. You can go check that out.
Sure.
It's very good.
Yeah.
It's about 14 minutes long, but I think it's really important for Winnipeg, for Winnipeggers to hear it.
Nothing wrong with some good, healthy debate.
Mm-hmm. Couldn't agree more. I don't think you look a thing like Travis Barker, unfortunately, Phil.
What about Leonidas? Do you guys like Leonidas from 300? It's pretty hot, the guy in general. I'm asking them, if God could come down right now, and they could have any guy they want, who would it be?
Phil
Ryan
Aubrey?
Reynolds.
Is Phil Aubrey on that list?
Ryan Reynolds, that makes sense. I can see that.
You?
Yeah, me.
I said Travis Barker.
Travis Barker? Because of the tattoos?
Yeah, but like maybe like 5 years ago.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, if you're going to be picky, if God's going to give you what you want, then be picky. Absolutely.
I'd like to be a little younger.
Yeah. 8:37 is the time. It's Wheeler in the Morning. Philly and Rena, those voices you hear in the background are the girls from Hooters this morning.
Lightly snowing right now. We're at zero.
By the way, Wheeler versus McLean's writer, Nancy McDonald. We're getting a lot of people wondering where they can access it. 92cityfm.ca. The 92 City FM Facebook page, or on Twitter at 92 City FM.
Yeah, basically it's all throughout it's the yeah. Okay, roll call.
I'm Brittany.
Hi,
I'm
Brittany.
Sydney.
Hi, Brittany Sydney. And Sydney. I love names that end in E. Brittany and Sydney. What's your middle names?
Lynn. So basic.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Oh my God, that's you're right out of Ted, name. Aren't you? You're right.
Oh yeah, that's hilarious.
Cindy right. Lynn, Kathy Lynn.
It's time to play Philly versus the Hooters girl. I'm going to ask the girl some questions. Rena is going to ask Philly some questions, and we're going to grab a caller right now at 780 City CITI 2484. $50 Hooters gift certificate up for grabs, and you're going to go with who?
I'm going to go with you, Philly. Come on.
Attaboy, what's your name?
Dave.
All right. Hang on the line and hope for Philly.
Today's trivia is Super Bowl related, obviously. Mm-hmm. But Phillies are going to be more based on Gisele Bündchen, and Wheeler's questions are going to be based on Tom Brady.
Okay.
Because, well, Philly, right. You probably know everything sports. It's going to be hard for you.
You what? You
you're
don't
getting
want
them.
The, you have
no,
to.
I want them. Oh, okay. Yeah, you're getting
yeah,
them, yeah.
You're getting the Tom Brady questions. All right, I'll start. I'll start. How many Super Bowls does Tom Brady currently have? How many Super Bowls
Five.
Has he won?
No.
Sorry.
Three. He has three. And this will be his sixth appearance and potentially his fourth
He's
win.
He's been there five times. Yes. Whoops.
That's okay. That's
all
right.
My boyfriend's going to be so
That's
disappointed.
Okay. You're trending in the right direction. I like where your head's at.
You were in the ballpark, though. That was good. You were in the, you know, you had an idea.
Okay, Philly.
Yep.
Gisele is in the Guinness Book of World Records for what?
Having the most magazine covers.
No, she is the richest model in the world. Her personal wealth is $150 million.
Sorry.
Wow.
Must be nice.
Yeah.
Okay, same. There we go.
Did you know those two have more money than Jay-Z? Like, combined, they're the richest. They have more money than
Jay-Z.
Oh, yeah.
She has more money than
She's got a ton of real estate. She owns a bunch of hotels and stuff in Brazil.
Did you hear that the dude that one of the creators of Minecraft just outbid Jay-Z and Beyonce on a house in Malibu or something for like $70 million?
Oh, even if I didn't have the money to spend.
Do people still play Minecraft? Just to go, na-na-na-na-na.
Yeah, apparently.
Yeah. Okay, next question. What number does Tom Brady wear on his jersey?
Why are you looking at me?
Because you were the Tom Brady fan. You know, I want the Tom Brady questions.
12?
Oh, that is correct.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Word.
Well, are you wearing an earpiece? Are you getting fed Asian
food
outside?
No.
Oh, okay, all right. Okay,
I knew Philly. It was the same as Aaron Rodgers.
Mm. Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Philly,
yeah.
Before Tom Brady, Giselle dated this A-list actor in 2004, and they were chosen by People magazine as the most beautiful couple in the world. Who was she dating?
As an A-list actor? See, I know who.
Big time.
I know who Brady was with before Giselle. Is that question coming?
No.
Bridget Moynihan?
Yeah, stick to the answer, Phil.
A-list actor, Ben Affleck.
Leonardo DiCaprio dated for a while.
0-2.
Leo likes his models. I should have gone with him. Yeah.
What state is Tom Brady originally from? What state was he born in?
Throwing out there, Brett.
New England?
No. No, we were looking for California. He's a Californian. Yeah. Okay, they went 1-3.
Okay, so and I have
to get one more. So you got to get this to tie this up.
And then by the way, if there is a tie,
Rock, paper, scissors. Yeah, that's right. Okay, Philly. Yeah. Giselle was offered a movie role in the Charlie's Angels reboot in the year 2000. She turned it down because she says she was too busy. Which actress was the director's second choice to play the role in the film? Who did play it?
Cameron Diaz.
No.
Bridget
Lucy Liu, actually.
I can't accept that.
I knew you'd pick Cameron Diaz.
I was thinking Cameron Diaz the whole
time,
too.
Yeah, blondes, right? But she was actually offered Lucy Liu's role.
Wow. All right, so that means 0-3. That's Kathy Ireland territory. Okay, you unfortunately do not get the gift certificate.
This guy.
Yeah. What's your name?
Hey.
Hi.
What's your name?
How's it going?
What's your name?
It's Fuzzy.
Fuzzy, all right, Fuzzy, good for you. You've got a $50 gift certificate to Hooters just for doing nothing.
You win.
Hang on the line, we'll grab some details from you. Girls, good job. Hey, good
Yeah,
job.
Fuzzy.
Big ups, nice.
Should have gone with Hooters.
Good job, ladies.
Big ups. Use big ups.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm just trying to be cool. 8:42, we'll take a quick break as we learn the morning Philly and Rena.
The 92 City FM NHL Report, brought to you by murraychevrolet.ca.
All right, so the NHL All-Star Weekend has wrapped up. Thank God that we can get back to regular season hockey.
Kudos to Dustin Byfuglien for going -5 in the All-Star game.
He got an assist. He got an apple.
Listen, it doesn't suit Byfuglien's game. His newfound hard-hitting, consistent game, such a consistent game of late that Nick Kiprios, they were talking MVP, and then they're all the panel there on Sportsnet was all giving their opinions.
Mm-hmm.
Kiprios stepped up. He's like, Dustin Byfuglien, that's my MVP. He compared him to Eric Lindros. He's like, when Lindros first arrived on the scene, Rena, and he was just blowing people up. He was so big and strong. And Kiprios is like, that's what Byfuglien's reminding me of now. Nobody can match his physicality out there.
One thing I will say is because I thought the jerseys were going to be awful. I thought it was going to be looking like a Monster Energy, like one of these X Game guys. They weren't as bad as I anticipated, to the point where I actually really liked the white jerseys.
I like the black ones.
I like the way they made the NHL logo in the middle, like a really nice deep silver. So in the grand scheme of things, kudos to you, NHL. It wasn't nearly as bad as we all anticipated.
Yeah, it was pretty bad.
It was pretty bad. Well, no, I mean, as far as the jerseys.
Oh, the jerseys. Okay, I thought you meant the game.
And Byfuglien's skates looked great, by the way. See, look at this. As much as we trashed it, we still watched.
Oh, sure.
We still watched.
And the Jets take a 5-game winning streak into the post-All-Star break schedule, and they've got Pittsburgh tomorrow night in Pittsburgh and then in Philadelphia next.
Damn, Skippy, that's your NHL report.
And now, stories we missed on 92 City FM. World-class rock.
All right, I would like to take a moment and congratulate Earth, this fine planet that we live on, for the 63rd year in a row. A woman from Earth has won the Miss Universe contest.
Oh, wow.
Right? I think it's incredible. I mean, to think that we've dominated for 63 years in a row. No other planet has even issued a challenge as far as the most beautiful female.
Yeah, but have you seen alien life form? You've watched the movie Aliens.
Sure.
Well, they're going to produce somebody who's going to beat a human woman.
Yeah. Hey,
they're just eating
Phil,
people.
Beauty is in the eyes of the beholder.
They should put a dress on one of those aliens.
Why not?
The Aliens movies.
Let's see them ask a few questions.
Some heels.
Like the map of Africa and, hey. Right.
Okay, exactly. Interesting answer. Every question.
Congratulations, Earthlings. 63 years and still going.
Okay, this is where I talk about sports, stories we missed, as this is usually the case.
Mm-hmm.
But UFC, haven't mentioned this in my sports all morning.
But there was a rather large card over the weekend. It was Alexander Gustafsson. We remember this guy. He lost to John Jones in a great fight a couple years ago. Mm-hmm. A lot of people thought Gustafsson won. We've been looking forward to Gustafsson-Jones 2. Not so fast. Gustafsson in a tune-up fight, supposed tune-up fight over the weekend, got smashed by Anthony Johnson in the first round. TKO in his home country of Stockholm. The fans are going crazy. Here we go. Our favorite son's going to win and get Bones Jones again.
Oops.
And actually, here was the interview, because Gustafsson was very emotional when he lost. And here was Anthony Johnson after the fight talking with Joe Rogan.
Alex did everything that I thought he was going to do. He's an amazing athlete. I feel bad just because he's crying. You know what I mean? I'm an emotional guy, so I feel his pain.
Kind of sounds like Mike Tyson a little bit.
A little higher pitched voice, yeah. But yeah.
I feel bad.
A famous underwater photographer. His name is Kerry Wilkes. He had a recent encounter with a sperm whale that is quite gross, but at the same time has never been captured on film before, so it was really interesting. Sperm whale had to go number two. And normally when they go number two, Kerry says that they point their noses downwards and then they go to the bathroom as they swim downwards to sort of swim away from...
Sure.
You know?
Absolutely.
So he said,
it's the same kind of idea as peeing into the wind. You know, you learn at a very young age you don't do that.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But this was a different occasion. This specific sperm whale did the tip thing as if he was going to go, but then he started going number two and it was almost like as if he had... You know, eating some bad food the night before, or whatever. Because he described it as being caught in a poop-nado. The pictures are unbelievable. He said he couldn't even see his hands. It was like swimming in chocolate milk, was his description, because a sperm whale is huge. He said they couldn't even find the boat. Normally they don't stay at the surface. When they go to the bathroom, they dive.
Right.
So it was very strange, and they got it all on film. I put up a couple of the pictures at 92cityfm.ca if you want to see it. As gross as it sounds, it is kind of interesting to see.
Sure. All right, 780 City CITI 2484 for any stories we missed. Go ahead.
Hey, it's Fuzzy calling.
Hey, Fuzzy.
How's it going?
Good, man.
I was on air this morning.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
You guys forgot to take my info after.
No, it was the next. Oh, was it you or was it? Oh, it was the. No, you did win. Yeah, sorry. We must have put you on hold and forgot about you, Fuzzy.
All three of us. Hang on the line, and we will get to you here momentarily.
Yes, it was me, Wheeler. Way to throw me under the bus. I'll remember that.
921, those stories we missed.
Everybody give him a big round of applause.
Get the podcast daily or listen live. Weekdays 6 to 10 on 92 City FM.